If you're looking for a hotel this weekend, you might be having a little trouble. Melinda Lawson with the details.
That's right, Brett. Starting Friday, the Atlantic Union Bank Center in Charlottesville will be hosting the 10th annual Phantom Con. Fans of the paranormal, ghost hunters, and even, I'm hearing, Tony Spera, paranormal researcher and son of Ed and Lorraine Warren, whose investigations inspired the Conjuring films.
Ooh, spooky.
I know, Brett. It's going to be a blast. It's the first time in years that the event will be held live and in person. As a result, hotels are booked up for days. It's a 3-day event that brings nearly 100,000 rabid horror fans from all over to the state of Virginia. Phantom Con, the once-a-year event, sees top-tier celebrities from the world of horror movies, podcasts, web series, docuseries, and more gathered at the largest convention known to Charlottesville. Phantom Con is the largest and fastest-growing event of its kind. I had a chance to speak with the current director and coordinator, Aiden King.
I started this event with 6 booths and a few dozen cosplayers 10 years ago. We stumbled for a bit during the pandemic, but we've bounced back. To see how fast it's grown and how the people of Virginia have embraced the community is just amazing. Who knew that there were so many true crime junkies, conspiracy theorists, comic book fans, cosplayers, and fans of the paranormal right here in our state?
I'm sure the local business owners are glad to have an event like this.
For sure, Melinda. Our community is only growing and PhantomCon is expanding. The convention center can barely house us as is. In 5 years, who knows what we'll look like?
PhantomCon begins this Friday. Tickets are on sale now. Brett, back to you.
I have to say, it sounds like an absolutely fabulous time, Melinda. Now, let me ask you one last question before we go to break.
I'm all ears.
Did you get your tickets?
VIP pass, Brett.
We'll be right back.
I'm here at PhantomCon with my sister Abigail, whom I've convinced to tag along. The convention is wild, packed with fans cosplaying as Xenomorphs, Samara from The Ring, the nun from the Conjuring universe. There's a line formed around a particular booth, a line composed of cosplayers dressed as Annabelle, Ed and Lorraine Warren, the Weeping Woman, and more. It's Tony Spera's booth, only... What's going on?
Tony Spera canceled last minute. What a fucking joke.
The cosplayer is dressed as one of the brothers from Supernatural.
So, he's here?
I received word a few nights ago from Cindy, Harper, and Jacob. Tony Spera wasn't going to make PhantomCon. Taking his place, his self-help guru and podcaster, Martin Cruz. My name is Trent Abernathy. I'm a junior at the University of Virginia, majoring in media studies. For my final project, I've been tasked with creating an investigative piece on a local event. I've chosen the lockdown at Carson High in Buchanan, Virginia. Full disclosure, I grew up in Buchanan. I graduated from Carson. My sister is a senior there. About a month ago, the school went into a hard lockdown. Students laid on the floors of classrooms in total darkness as administrators went from room to room searching. But for what? In the aftermath of the lockdown, little to no information was released. My sister, Abigail, and I are here at PhantomCon to meet the podcaster and self-help guru, Martin Cruz. Martin Cruz is the creator of the Diana's Monster podcast, which initially served to uncover the identity of his biological parents, but instead revealed the existence of parallel dimensions, pagan gods and goddesses, and a government conspiracy to cover it all up. It seems silly, but if anyone knows how to do whatever it is that I've been trying to do here, it's Martin Cruz. At the very least, interviewing Martin will help me with my own assignment.
Next.
Nice to meet you. Is this for you both?
Hi, Martin.
It's Marty.
Right. I'm Trent. I'm a new fan. I just discovered the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for listening. So, photo? Autograph?
Actually, my sister and I, Abigail,
were hoping that we could ask you a few...
Wrap it up.
Right. Sorry,
We need your help, Marty.
If I had a nickel for every time someone asked me for help, I wouldn't be doing conventions like this.
Someone broke into my high school. Her high school. They locked the place down for 6 hours. These people, whoever they are, they only wanted to mine underneath the school for rocks. Meteorite from an impact event dating back to 1850.
They wanted what?
Meteorite. Rockfall.
I'm sorry. Trip?
Trent.
Whatever. These people wanted meteorite. You're sure of this?
Martin signals his handler, who immediately moves in front of us, forming a wall of privacy between us and the crowd.
2 minutes, go.
Really? Right here? Don't you think somewhere else would be more...
1 minute, 55 seconds.
I do my best to summarize the past few days. The man at the Rockydale Quarry, Lux, Aurora, Dr. Bedford, Australia, Mr. Smith, the fan club, the deed of transfer...
Anemium.
I'm sorry, what?
The meteorite. It's anemium.
I don't know what that is.
Meet me in 1 hour.
Okay. But...
Like, what is this? What's happening?
Your brother stumbled into a shit show. 1 hour.
How will we... Marty signals the handler, who gives me a card.
1 hour. I'll tell you everything you need to know.
The handler takes my cell phone out of my hand and ushers Abby and I on either side of Martin. The handler snaps a photo, returns my phone, and then we're off. In and out in less than 20 minutes. Did you want to visit any booths?
Can we just go? That alien won't stop looking at me. Hi.
Abigail and I navigate the maze that is Phantom Con and make our way to the parking lot. Sitting in Abby's car, I finally take everything in. Did he seem strange at all? Like, did he seem weirder than you imagined?
I didn't imagine him at all. And he was just as weird as I expected him to be.
I don't like this.
Then stop it, Trent. Whatever this is, whatever we're here for, those people, your friends from school, they're pranking you. None of this is real, Trent.
If you were just gonna try and talk me out of it, then why did you agree to come?
Because I'm worried about you, Trent.
Yeah, right.
Look, Trent, you're my brother. I hate you most of the time. But no matter what happens, you will always be that. My brother. We don't have to like each other. Most of the time, I don't understand and can't stand you. You're weird and gross and kind of a jerk, and you get so in your head.
Is there a but coming, or are you just going to continue insulting me?
But I'd fuck up the first person who tried to mess with you.
You do know that it's my job to keep you safe, right?
Because you're a boy.
Because I'm older. Abigail drives the rest of the way home. Comfortable silence rests between the two of us. I put my head against the window and let the cold pane of glass and the thudding of the old tires on uneven streets lull me to sleep. Again, I dream of the Raggedy Man, who shouts at me to see. When Abigail shakes me awake, we're in the driveway to our home. I check my phone. He texted.
Huh?
Martin. He wants to meet now.
Where to?
40 minutes later, Abby and I are sitting across from Martin Cruz as he sips sparkling water from a bottle. I can't describe the feeling. I've spent hours and days with his voice pumping into my ears. I've listened to him speak about his relationship to his father, heard him recall the story of his father's death, listened as he and Alexander Carter fell in and out of love, and listened to him as he nearly bled out on a cliffside. Yet, here he is. He's 30, but looks about 5 years younger. He has a little bit of a belly. He sports a few days of growth on his cheeks and chin. His hair has been styled to death, but several untamed gray strands make themselves known. Martin's suite comes with its own living room. Abby and I sit shoved together in a love seat, while Marty spreads out on the sofa. There's a coffee table, which sits atop an old rug. A cabinet hides the television, one of those old analog sets with a cathode ray, and cable box. The window in the room is massive, and natural light floods the room. I have so many questions, so much to ask, but I don't know where to begin. Instead, Abby and I sit and wait for him to talk.
Xander tried to warn me. He told me that this was going to happen. He predicted it. But I didn't listen.
Martin? Are you...
Let him take a moment, Trent. Just listen.
The day that I died, that day on the cliff, I made a decision. I let Marty die. I tried to let go, but then I was back again. Xander and Diana wanted to travel the world, but something happened while they were away. Diana got sick. She fell ill.
Help her. Please, you have to help her. We will, Xander. But first...
Xander took Diana to Prague, but the Prague we knew didn't exist. After the cliff, the government seized the assets and resources of Prague in the name of national security. A web of bureaucracy led to the creation of several shell corporations, third-party private organizations that could extend Prague's reach. Only the new Prague doesn't want information. They don't want to advocate for peace among worlds. They're preparing for war.
What do you want?
Xander made a deal. Prague would work to develop a cure for Diana's illness, and in exchange...
You want me to what?
Xander agreed to kill me. So, you can imagine the two of us haven't stayed the best of friends.
What's a little attempted murder between lovers?
You see, I had tried to walk away from all of this, but it just kept coming back. It wouldn't leave me alone. After I was released from the hospital, I was approached by an agent who offered to shop a television adaptation of my story. Attempting to sell my story at 6 episodes a season left me feeling distraught. I was living it all over again, every single day. In between pitch meetings with Amazon, Netflix, Hulu, Tubi, I sat down and wrote my book.
The Monster in Me. I listened to it on Audible.
The Goddess in Me, actually. But that's good. Not many people have. It wasn't a bestseller. But it made enough that I was bold enough to attempt a follow-up. And that went well.
Because you started catering to the right.
Because I began to espouse my beliefs to conservative media, yes. See, the crazier I sound, the more they eat it up.
But you're not crazy.
I appreciate you saying that. After my talk at A&M, Xander found me, confronted me.
You need to stop coming after Prague.
He called me a sellout. He told me that Prague had given him a job.
They want me to silence you, whatever that means.
But I wouldn't hear him out. They turned him away. And that's when he told me.
She's going to die. Diana is going to die. And then the only family I have left will be dead.
I didn't want to believe him. I couldn't believe that after those people tortured me, tortured Diana, that he was helping them. He spent the next few weeks trying to convince me, sending me information.
Prague isn't the same. It's different.
Prague, their reach, their tentacles, they're in everything.
Martin reaches for a pad of paper on the end table of the sofa. He takes a pen and draws a symbol on the page. It's hexagonal.
Wherever this appears, you'll find Prague.
Trent.
What is it?
The school resource officers.
Abigail taps the symbol Martin's drawn on the pad of paper. So, Lux was right.
Excuse me?
The lockdown at Carson High was a false flag. Pinnacle Solutions is a private security firm that monitors the Rockydale Quarry. They also, it seems, have a contract with the school district. Which brings us to...
Anemium.
And whatever the fuck that is.
Anemium is not a mineral found on Earth. Prague believes that meteorites aren't only from space. Radiation in extreme levels can allow foreign matter to pass through the barriers which separate our worlds.
So, the impact event in 1850 was... aliens?
Alien material, yes. Prague was intent on collecting foreign species and materials to study them. This new Prague. They want to destroy them.
What can this rock... mineral, whatever... what can it do?
I'm not sure. Xander believes that Prague wants to collect as much of it as possible. Think of it as kryptonite, dragonglass, or even unobtainium from that awful Avatar movie.
What? You didn't like it?
Not the time.
The truth is, we don't know what it can do. But we do know that we don't want it to fall into the wrong hands. If Prague gets to enough of it, They might be able to kill or even enslave hundreds of thousands of these creatures.
So it is a war, then?
No, it's a race.
Hello? Where are you?
Virginia, why?
Sounds dusty.
What do you want?
You're foolish if you think they aren't coming.
Let him come.
She's gone, Marty.
I'm so sorry.
Come back. They can help.
No. They can't.
I try to process the events of today. Martin Cruz, Alexander Carter, Diana Harris, Anemium. None of this feels real.
Hello?
Hey, you. Sorry about the other night. Can you meet?